got the green light and the green mic, and we are ready to go, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live on AM 660 The Answer and FM 105.5. I am Christopher Hart with Nick LoCicero on the bridge as I come to you from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Please do not forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, general dentistry, health center dentistry, and a non-lion killing dentistry, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399, where, yes, indeed, he does shoot animals with a camera. All right, welcome back, or welcome to the show once again, folks. You are welcome to be a part of it. You know the number. In case you don't, it's 407-774-8255. And just a reminder, the Rays are off tonight, so that means we will be here on the airwaves, both AM 660 and FM 105.5, till straight up 7 o'clock. So I hope you can stay with us the full 2 hours. Of course, I'll be here that whole time. Noster Dennis will be joining us here a little bit shortly later on. And rumor has it, Marilee of Vacation Travel Planners is going to be coming in. And if you folks haven't reserved a cabin on our Come Sail Away With Me cruise, they're disappearing. They're getting gobbled up. So she'll give us an update on that when she gets here. Got a lot to talk about tonight. There are more dismal GDP numbers released by the government today. Hillary Clinton is going to testify October 22nd. Reunion Island. That's where they found a piece of a wing, evidently, an apparatus from a wing from MH370. That Reunion Island is east of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean. And Ash Carter is considering using armed personnel at military installations around the country. What a novel idea. Well, we may be talking about a lot of that stuff. We're also going to be talking about the latest on the Planned Parenthood Nazis. And a fellow who was out drone hunting, so to speak, and he got arrested for it. So we got a lot to talk about. And we're also going to talk about the Equality Act. What, you say? You haven't heard about the Equality Act? Well, we're going to learn about it today. So stick around and enjoy the show. It is a little bit wet out there, so once again, just allow yourself a few extra minutes if you're going out on the roadways, and make sure you get wherever it is you're going. That's the main thing, not that you get there in a hurry, but that you get there safe and sound. Yeah, real quick on these GDP numbers, the government came out with the second quarter GDP numbers, a little over 2% growth, and they modified or they adjusted or they tweaked or whatever you want to call it, the first quarter number so that it's no longer a negative number. Now it is a slightly positive number. However, there's no question about it that this economy is still in the dumps. The 2% growth is just barely treading water. I mean, that's where you just got your nose above the water and your mouth's in the water, and all you can do is keep that little old nose above the water. That's about where we are with 2% growth. And how long can we hang on doing that? A lot of people say, well, that's the new normal. Well, if it is, then we're going to have a much worse living standard going forward. And I don't think it is the new normal. I think we can do a whole lot better than that. Of course, this president's Obamanomics economic policies is holding this economy down. There's no question about that. All history shows us that normally under these circumstances, and what I mean by that is the recovery period after a severe recession and or depression, normally it is boom time coming out of that. Well, I don't think we could hardly say we're in boom times right now. Certainly maybe in the oil patch, but even they're suffering right now because of the glut of oil, because the economy is stagnant. And the Chinese economy is stagnating because our economy is stagnant. The European economy is stagnant. The Puerto Rican economy is stagnant. All God's little children and their economies are stagnant. So, you know, but the remedy is it's fairly simple. We're hearing murmurs of it in the Republican field. And by the way, there's some very interesting numbers on Donald Trump that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show here, having to do with Florida. Anyway, we'll get to that here shortly. But the tax policy is where we can do a great deal of good in a short period of time. I would say also drill, baby, drill, but right now, because of the low price of oil, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. We're already drilling and getting plenty of oil, so that's kind of out of the question for now. although that should be a goal as soon as the economy gets rolling again, is to ramp up the energy industry. But the first thing to do would be to cut the corporate income tax drastically. You can play around with the personal income tax rate if you want a little bit, but that's not going to make the difference. We have to look at where will it make a difference fast. And lowering the personal income tax rate, you would not be able to lower it enough to make a big enough bang for the buck. And that's why the George W. Bush tax cut didn't have as big a bang as the John F. Kennedy tax cut, the Calvin Coolidge tax cut, or the Ronald Wilson Reagan tax cut. It's because the rates had already been cut pretty low. And so it would take a drastic cut to the personal income tax rate to get a lot of bang for the buck. And even then, it would be indirect because it would go to consumers. And so it would be a bit of a slower ramp up, but it would be effective. But is it realistic? Well, Rand Paul has put a package on the table, 14% rate across the board for everybody, including corporations. That's talking right. Huckabee has talked about a fair tax, the fair tax, I should say. Cruz has also been talking around about the fair tax or something to that extent. And those things are great. And it would be a wonderful world if we could pull that about, but I'll pull that off. But I don't think that is as easily accomplished, believe it or not, as a severe cut in the corporate income tax rate to, I would say, 15%. I would love to see it done away with altogether because the corporations, at the end of the day, they don't pay one red cent in the taxes. They just collect it from us who buy from the corporation. Do you actually think that Apple Corporation pays any taxes? Of course, they go to extraordinary lengths, just like everybody else, just like you and me and everybody else, to pay only what they have to in taxes. But at the end of the day, do you think that whatever they pay in taxes comes out of their pockets? No, it comes out of ours when we buy their iPhones or the iPads or whatever else you buy from Apple. You pay the tax. So I would just soon see it done away with altogether. And boy, wouldn't that kick the economy in the rear. Because everybody in the world would want to do business here because there would be nowhere in the world that they could get that kind of return on their money. It's as simple as that. And so I would go 15%, okay. Because that would put us at the lowest level of the civilized world. And that, once again, would bring capital into the country, and that would bring jobs to the country, that would revive the economy. And then that would spread around the world, again, just like it has all throughout our history. You see, because we are the locomotive that pulls the train. Now, somebody, has to ride in the caboose, but it ain't a bad ride back there in the caboose, is it? You still get where you're going, and pretty much in style. But somebody has to be the locomotive, and that is the United States economy. And you can't do it with Obamanomics, and I'm sorry to say, you can't do it with a Jeb Bush approach where he promises a 4% growth. First of all, how are you going to do that? How is anybody going to pick a number out of the blue and say, that's the growth rate that my economy is going to have? If you're going to pick a number to shoot at, it ought to be a whole lot higher than 4%. And if you are so arrogant as to think that you can set up all the mechanisms in all the variables in the economy so that it will grow at your 4%, you got a whole lot of refiguring to do. So this economy is just bouncing along until something else happens. And if we get somebody in there who can really, and I believe Donald Trump would go down this path. Why? Because he's from the corporate world. He would understand. And believe it or not, I think he could make the case. Because he really does understand. He's been right there in the middle of all this, all of his life. So he understands how it works. He understands how tax policy works. He understands how in today's day and age, and he has said as much about the Clinton Foundation and giving money to Hillary Clinton's campaign and all. This is the cost of doing business. You know, if this were in a third world country, we would call it corruption. But here, it's politely called the cost of doing business. You know, you give to the politicians to either get what you want or get them to leave you alone. even maybe more importantly. So start with corporate income tax and then roll, just stop dead in their tracks any implementation of any new regulations. Stop them all right dead in their tracks and order immediate review of all regulations proposed in the works, recently passed, and if they don't add up to a cost-benefit analysis test, they go out the window. And we'll show them how to use an executive order. All right, Jerry, I see you're on the line. If you'll stay with me, I'll take the break. When we come back, we'll take your phone call, and you folks can join us as well at 407-774-8255. Do you think this economy is good enough, or do you see what I'm talking about? You jack down the corporate income tax rate, and you jack up the growth rate. It's as simple as that. It's just money, 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 flowing, flowing, flowing. I'll be right back.
Keep your eyes on the road, your hands upon the wheel.
And keep your fingers off of that radio dial button. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, 407-774-8255. And on the phone right now, we have Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. That's Jerry's MB Service, the dealership alternative, jerrysmb.com. Jerry, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm a little damp. It's raining over here.
Yeah, it came down over here in the Altamont Apopka area a little bit earlier. It's clearing up now, but it's cloudy and cool out there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good advice, so keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel, that's for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Well, you struck a nerve with me about that the corporate tax thing. You know, I'm no tax expert by any stretch, but
who is?
My own personal experience, you know, I've had people say, oh, corporations, they don't pay any taxes, this and that. And I'm like, well, do you know what a corporation is? And they're like, they're envisioning this giant building. You know, I'm like, this is a corporation. I pull a book out, you know, my corporate book, and I put it on the table. There's a corporation right there. It's just a legal entity.
That's it.
And as far as my own situation goes, if there's any money left over, I either get taxed out the wazoo on it, or I got to take it as personal income and still get taxed out the wazoo on it, but just at a slightly less rate. So corporations do pay taxes. It just doesn't show up as a line item there.
Well, I'm glad you say this, because for most corporations, they end up paying the stiff penalties, the taxes. It's the major corporations that don't, because the major corporations, first of all, have millions of dollars to spend on corporate tax lawyers that find ways to get around it. And then second of all, of course, they get incentives from the government in terms of tax credit. We call it corporate welfare and that sort of thing. So, you know, the fact that they say there's a 35% tax rate, that's for guys like you and me and other, you know, small to mid-sized corporations. For the major corporations, that doesn't mean squat.
Right. It's like 90% of the corporations in America are little ones.
Yep. But nonetheless, it still causes them to lose money because they're wasting money inefficiently chasing around this tax dodge, right? And and part of the tax dodge is to do business outside the United States, build factories elsewhere because it's cheaper to do business there. If you lowered the tax rate, the corporate tax rate, or eliminated it here, you would take that cost benefit analysis away. It would flip it around, in other words. It would no longer be cost effective to build things elsewhere and then ship them back here like it is now. So
it's
pretty basic stuff, but when you got a genius like Barack Obama, it's hard to get through all the nonsense, to talk sense into him. It's like my dad used to say when he'd lecture my brother and I, it was like talking to a brick wall, So
yeah, or a tree.
Exactly. But I know the situation you're in, and it's none of the corporate tax breaks fall to you, and of course you're not in a position where you can hire a high priced lawyer and tax accountant to find ways to get you out of that, and then. Because of the situation that you're in, any way they would come up with would probably be illegal anyway. So,
right. And who has time for that? I mean, you're too busy trying to make a living.
Exactly. So it's counterproductive. It's like, Oh, I remember, I don't know, it was, I guess, 6 or 8, maybe 10 years ago now, I forget, but they raised the corporate fee here in Florida. You know, the fee you pay every year for your corporation, was it $200 in that year now?
Don't be late.
Exactly.
There's a $400 penalty.
Exactly. And the reason they did that was they wanted to punish big corporations. Well, that doesn't punish a big corporation, $200 or $400 or $600, but to a little guy, that can hurt. So
yeah, I did that once.
Yeah, you learn quick. You learn quick. But yeah. Me too. But you know, it's just so deceptive the way it's set up now. And it would be a whole lot better and a whole lot easier and a whole lot more productive if we just did away with all the corporate tax breaks, lowered the rate to 10 or 15%, and then let nature take its course. And the people in the boardrooms would immediately begin to see the advantages of doing business back here in the United States of America from start to finish. And I mean from...
Right,
from
that capital here, baby.
Exactly. From raw products to manufacturing to transportation to consumption to waste products. The whole thing. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, absolutely. You're hitting the nail on the head right there.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And I know you're getting ready to go on the road, so enjoy yourself and drive safely.
I'll do it. Thanks.
All right. And then once again, that's Jerry Shepherd, a great sponsor of our show. If you got a Mercedes-Benz or you know someone who does, you need to recommend or go to Jerry. He'll be the best friend you have ever had when it comes to your automobile. He is at the dealership alternative. That means you're going to get the best service at the best price. Nowhere else will you get what you're going to get at Jerry's. That's jerrysmb.com. Or you can call him over there at 407-366-6499. And so once again, it's not rocket science. You know, all these, you know, politicians would have us believe that it is, but it's not. Simple solutions are oftentimes almost always the best. Simple, direct, fundamental solutions. We overcomplicate things. We overcomplicate our lives. That's why we have an overcomplicated tax code. It's ridiculous. I prepared taxes for 30 years. I've seen it up close, and I still do my own, so I know that it's ridiculous. And it doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. All we have to do is put the politicians in place who will pull the trigger to get something done. And once again, I'm sorry, but Jeb Bush ain't the guy. We need something better than a 4% growth rate. We need something like we got during the Reagan years. Bursts of 7%, 7.5%, 6%. This is what we need, not only to revive our more bound economy, but it would help get us a balanced budget. If as long as we could rein in this ridiculous spending side, and that's a chore in and of itself, I'll grant you that, but that would be, have to be part of the package. And but it would also, as I said, it would also help us pay down the deficit, maybe begin to pay down the debt. It would help us secure our future in terms of Social Security, and it would put a whole lot of people back to work in good paying jobs. Isn't that what everybody wants? Well, we don't need to make things more complicated in order to try to get it. And that's what almost all of the candidates are talking about, with very few exceptions. And we'll talk about those more as the campaign season goes along. And so once again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, just give us a call. But if you'd like to be a part of the American Adversaries, please go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. You can sign up right there. You can be a part, really literally a part of what we do here, just like the sponsors are a part of what we do here, and be a part of this show. And I'm sure it'll be a gratifying feeling to you. All right. That way you'll have a piece of the action, right? You'll have a piece of me. Hey, and don't forget, Nick LoCicero is coming up tonight live at 8 o'clock on 1520 WBZW.
FM 101.
Oh. I tell you what, the clearing skies are a beautiful sight. That traffic jam on I-4 sure enough ain't, though. I'll tell you that for a fact right now. And delayed Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners, but she has arrived, and she is in the studio with me right now. Hey, Mary Lee.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, we'll be got some cruise talk we're going to be getting into here shortly. In the meantime, I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero's on the bridge. Nostra Dennis is on the way, and you are there, and you can be a part of the show. 407-774-8255 is the way to do it. And I had Nick play that bump music there because I want to talk for a few minutes about the Equality Act. Where we're going to make the whole world, you know, a beautiful sight, so to speak. Real quickly, just off the top of my head, Three Dog Night was the first rock and roll concert I ever went to. And it was at the Eddie Graham Sports Complex for you longtime Orlando residents out here. And I believe I was in the eighth grade. I think it was something like that. Eighth grade. And a buddy of mine went out there. My dad dropped us off, and his parents picked us up. And it was the first time I saw a roach. And I didn't know what my buddy was talking about when he was going, look, look, there's a roach, there's a roach. I thought he was talking about a bug on the ground. Well, you folks know what I'm talking about. No, we didn't partake of any roaches. We just kind of watched. And so, but it was a cool concert. Anyway, Tim, hold on. I'll get to you here in just a minute. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and take Tim. Let's don't make Tim wait. Let's talk cruise for a minute, and then I'll get into the Equality Act. Tim, thanks for calling.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So do you realize there's only 107 days to go?
107 till we cruise. Man, that's just a little over 3 months.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, I'm telling you what. I need to get that that old Eddie Money tune out, the Two Tickets to Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one? Nick,
oh, yeah.
See if you can find that for us. Two Tickets, you know the one I'm talking about. So you ready to go, huh?
I'm almost packed.
Is that? You're not going to be packed in, are you?
No, you can't do that. You can't. You can take nothing on the ship.
Hey, have you ever cruised before?
No, this is it's my bucket list.
Hey, it's going to be my first one, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, me too. So
anybody that hasn't signed up, get going because we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Tim's a member of our American Adversaries Army, so he's in the drawing. He may go free yet. He's already put his deposit down, but if he goes free, he'll get that back. So
yeah. And the only thing I know is that Diane and I have the same amount of tickets, but if she wins, she doesn't need it as much as I do.
Did you hear that, Diane? I'm sure she's listening, Tim.
Okay.
All right, we might have to have you guys have an arm wrestling match on the ship or something. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some fun stuff planned, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
You bet.
All right, hey, thanks, Tim. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. All right, so Two Tickets to Paradise. Well, that kind of brings us back to the Equality Act. we'll talk more about the cruise here in just a few minutes. But the Equality Act, if you remember when the Supreme Court decided here recently, last month, that is, that gay marriage is going to be the way of the land, the law of the land, so to speak. I said on the show, they're not going to be no liberals ever satisfied, no matter how big or how small their victory. They are always wanting to move on, to soldier on, so to speak. And in a way, that's admirable. They certainly are motivated. I'll say that. And so the members in Congress and other liberal groups have come up with something that they are calling the Equality Act. All right. Now, this was talked about yesterday in the New York Times in the op-ed part of the paper under the banner headline, if you will, of After Marriage Equality, More to Do. It's tempting to regard last month's Supreme Court, I'm reading now from the article, it's tempting to regard last month's Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage as the coda of the gay rights movement. The joyous celebrations it prompted around the nation had an air of finality for the broader effort set in motion decades ago by the trailblazers who demanded to be treated with dignity. yet the marriage equality victory should not be regarded as the final battle or even a clear sign that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans are on the cusp of enjoying full equality under the law. They are not. And this is another reason why I say politics is like professional wrestling. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me say this before. In wrestling, no match, I don't care if it's for the world championship or the whatever the title is or whatever the promotion is, no match ever ends anything. All it does is set up the next match. And it's the same way with politics. It's never done. I don't care whatever you've gotten, whatever you've accomplished, there's still going to be a whole lot more to do, even if it's just hanging on to what you got. And you see, that's where Obama's getting to now. He's doing as much as he can because he understands that then there comes the part of hanging on to what you got. It's kind of like when it comes to money. You know, people come to me when I do taxes and say, you know, how come I can't get ahead? And it's because you spend more money than you're earning was always the answer. It was always so obvious. But then for people who would save money, that sometimes they'd spend that too. And it's one thing to make money. It's another thing to hang on to it and save it. And so this is the way it is in politics. It's one thing to get where you want to be, like the gay marriage thing. It's another thing to hang on to that and still yet get more. So it's never done. You got to be tireless because the work is never finished. Let me read a little bit more now. Discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation remains an everyday challenge in many parts of the country. Currently, 31 states lack comprehensive laws that protect gay and transgender Americans from being fired, evicted, or denied lines of credit. Yeah, well, I just dare somebody to fire somebody for being gay or transgender and see if you don't get sued. You better have another good reason. And that's why people are, be honest with you, reluctant to hire gay and transgendered people because they're afraid if you're a lousy employee and they fire you, you're going to sue them because you're gay or transgender. This is how wacky it is. Let me read on. And this is where it describes the Equality Act. Last week, lawmakers in the House and Senate introduced the Equality Act, a bill that would broaden legal protections by amending the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Fair Housing Act, and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act to explicitly cover sexual orientation and gender identity. It would not do away with the exemptions for religious organizations in the laws that would be amended, whatever that means. But I guarantee you what this Equality Act would mean is a lot more lawsuits. This would be, you know, great food for lawyers. Let me read on a little bit further. While federal courts and the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission have found that gay and transgender workers are protected under federal law, the bill would offer an important layer of protection in the workplace and beyond. In other words, a whole new way for somebody to sue or get sued. Because, as it just said, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has found that gay and transgender workers are already protected under federal law. You don't need the Equality Act, but that doesn't matter to them, you see. They want to hold on to that and yet maybe get more as well. Many Americans still worry that being out to colleagues and bosses could jeopardize their job security or career advancement. The law would get this. The law would protect transgender students who are waging humiliating battles against school systems that have allowed hysteria to dictate policies on the use of public restrooms. In other words, we're now being told that it's hysterical to think that you should have a men's room and a ladies' room, and only men should be able to use the men's room, and only ladies should be able to use the ladies' room. I don't know about you, but I kind of think that wasn't just, I thought that was, you know, the normal. What about you, Marilee?
Yeah, that's the normal to me, too.
I tell you what, So it would make it harder for landlords to turn down prospective tenants who are gender nonconforming to those who live in the country's large liberal cities. These scenarios might seem like aberrations. In much of the country, though, they are an everyday reality for thousands of Americans. Well, if that's the case, then according to the Equal Opportunity Commission, they can already get remedy. But once again, the lesson here is that as conservatives, we oftentimes think, you know, well, we've won that political battle. You know, that we can put that one in the win column, like the thing on welfare. Remember the Welfare Reform Act that was signed by President Clinton, and he gets the credit for it. After three vetoes, he finally signs the doggone thing, and that, of course, was pushed through by Newt Gingrich and the gang. And that was recognized by several think tanks and other organizations as one of the most successful pieces of legislation written in decades. By successful, meaning it actually accomplished what it was set out to do, and that was to get people off, wean them off of welfare. Well, guess what? We've been backtracking on that. We have been severely backtracking on that. You see what I mean? It's never done in politics. If you're the world champion in wrestling and you beat some guy this week, guess what? Next week you got to beat somebody else. And he may be even better than the guy you just beat. That's the way it is in politics. You can never let your guard down. If you're going to be the champion, you got to be the champion always. You can't be the champion just now and then. You can't be just the champion when you have the White House. You have to be the champion always. This is why a guy like Trump resonates. People in him see a dogged bulldog-like person who is relentless, who will fight tooth and nail to the end for whatever it is that he believes in. And if that is the country, the United States, and the American way, then hey, baby, we are all for that. And we have been so pitifully provided with sad excuses for leaders for way too long. All right, speaking of way too long, I don't want to go long in this segment, so let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Equality Act, we'll talk about some cruising business, and we'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about if you want to call us. All right, welcome back to the show. You should see Mary Lee bouncing around the studio here. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Come on, give us a call if you'd like. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, we'd love to have you go cruising with us on November the 13th. I was just looking through the brochure here with Mary Lee at the cabins on this boat. And the ocean view, that's a nice ocean view. When you said ocean view, I was thinking of a porthole, you know, right? This little porthole thing. No, it's a nice size window.
It actually is. It's like a picture window. So this particular ship, because she is not one of the really old ones that some of the other companies still have, she actually has all her ocean view cabins actually have picture windows. So.
And once again, the Ocean View cabins are only what, $269
plus tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, per person
for a double occupancy. Yeah,
and that's cheap. And by the way, that's with our package. In other words, if you go as part of our package deal, which is our Come Sail Away with Me cruise at Vacation Travel Planners, 321-251-4777. If you don't get in on our package, though. Or if you...
Yeah, once those sell out, then I can still book you a cabin, but the rate's going to go up to $344.
That's almost $100 more. That's $80 more.
Yes.
So, you know, please take advantage of this. If you have any inclination that you want to go on this cruise, it's just a $100 deposit, right?
For that cabin. Right, $100 per person.
Mm-hmm. And the interior cabins, they're nice, too. It's just the same cabin, just doesn't have the window.
Exactly.
And they're spacious. These are big cabins.
They are decent sized cabins.
So, and that one goes for what, $229?
$229. Mm-hmm.
So that's still ridiculously cheap.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not somebody who's going to spend a lot of time in their cabin, it's a short cruise. You're going to be out and about doing things. Mm-hmm. You come back to the cabin to sleep, change clothes. That's about it. And then you're off taking advantage of things that are on board ship, you know, or you're off in Nassau for the day, or you're off on the private island for the day. So,
private island, they got their own private island.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a clothing optional section on that island, do they?
Not on this particular one.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be November 13th is the sailing date. From Port Canaveral over here, so it's real convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be back Monday morning in time to go to work.
Correct.
If you go in at 9, right?
Exactly, because we're so close to Port Canaveral. You know, parking is right there, or there's parking right at the pier, and there's also discount parking that has a shuttle that's just a little bit further down the road.
Yeah.
You know, I even have somebody who I booked this week who's actually going to have relatives just drive them over and drop them off. So, you know, I mean, that's another option, too.
Sure.
And the ships basically come back in very early on Monday morning, usually around 6 o'clock. They're already back into port.
Yeah.
They just have to wait for, obviously, for security to come on board, check it, everything, make sure everything is okay.
Yeah.
And then they start giving the all clear to get off as early as 7 o'clock, 7:30. People can already actually start getting off the ship. And if you've just got a roll-away luggage, you're just off the ship, back in the car, and headed home.
What if you're still recovering from the weekend? You want to sleep in late. How late do they let you stay on the ship?
Usually somewhere between 9 and 9:30.
They'll come around and run you out.
Like 10 o'clock is at the absolute latest. Because basically
they got to get reset up.
They have to get reset up, mm-hmm. the ship cleaned, for the group of people that are going to be going on the next cruise. In fact, I have clients going on the next cruise, so I'm
sure.
going to be getting off the ship. They're coming on the ship, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And, of course, Mary Lee can help you out with any of your vacation travel plans. It doesn't have to be on a cruise ship. She can get you there, handle your airline needs, your hotel needs, safari needs if you want to go to Africa.
Well, we actually have a trip to the Holy Land, escorted tour that we're doing in January that anyone can take advantage of. In fact, I had an American Adversary listener call me on that one and sent in her deposit. So
well,
she's going to be joining me on the Holy Land trip in January.
Well, God bless her. And how much does that cost?
$27.98.
And what do you get for that?
You got your round trip airfare out of Newark. If you're coming from Orlando, it's $2.98 add onto that.
To get to Newark.
Right. So you have your round trip airfare nonstop out of Newark into Tel Aviv, a 10-day escorted tour including breakfast and dinner daily. And you're going all over the different Holy Land, you know.
You go to Jerusalem,
you're going to
Bethlehem,
the Dead Sea.
Wow, you could stop in and have tea with Abe Katzman.
Yeah, I want to get his contact information because I want to give him a call over there and say, "Abe, I got to see what you look like." You know, I've heard you so many times on the radio.
You'll have to be with him when he does his Monday on the show, right?
Oh, that's an idea. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be. Boy, I would love to go on that. That's a great trip. And, you know, if you're, you know, have the opportunity. Anybody who has the opportunity should go to the Holy Land,
and it's
for just about everybody that I've talked to that has taken that trip has come back and said that it has affected them somehow.
Yes,
and
absolutely
in a spiritual sense, in a deep sense. So once again, that's very reasonable. So for $3,000, you get a 10-day vacation in Israel.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty nice. And when is that again?
That's in January.
January
18th.
January 18th. So you can get out of the cold weather here and go over there to a Mediterranean country and warm up a little bit. So, wow, that's cool. That's cool. So, you know, once again, Mary Lee can help you out, whatever your travel needs are. Now, when is the cutoff date for our cruise? When we got to stop taking deposits? How late can we take deposits on the cruise?
Realistically, as long as there's space available, I can still do it. But for the most part, the cruise lines, my first cutoff is actually August 7th. So that's kind of right around the corner.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. And then my final payment for as far as final payments is August 30th. So people who are booked now, their final payments will be due August 30th. So if somebody books, say, after that, they just heard about it, they're a new listener, or they want to come with somebody who's already going, they can still go as long as there's space available. then, and of course, they would just pay their full amount at the time of booking.
And would that be at our rate or the higher rate if we still have a cabin or two left?
If we still have a cabin, cabins left, and the cruise line has not claimed it back, which they could do after August 30th, they can come in and take anything.
If they're selling out their cabins and
right.
they need an extra.
And there are other right. groups booked on this particular cruise. So, you know, things are starting to fill up. So I would really.
Is that right?
Yes.
These other groups, one of them wouldn't happen to be the Council on Arab and Islamic and Arab and American and Islamic Relations.
I certainly hope not.
All right. Okay. So, once again, don't wait around. So if you want to make a deposit, you need to get it in by the 7th, and then full payment will be due by August 30th, or you can just, if you want to come in after the 7th, you'll just be paying for the whole thing.
Yes.
But you can still do it. But after the 30th, you may not get a cabin at that rate. You may not get a cabin at all if they sell the ship out and they need our cabins if we have any left. So,
that's correct.
So, think that you want to go on this cruise, put the deposit down. By August 30th, you decide you don't want to go, you can get your deposit back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Up until August 30th, your deposit is fully refundable. So even if you're kind of on the fence right now, it's best for you to just at least go ahead and reserve that space. So this way you have it. If things happen over the next month and you have to change your plans, that's fine. Or basically, you can get travel insurance, too, and that will cover your costs.
Okay, they can go to your website. What do they have to do when they get to your website to go on our cruise?
Click on the Come Sail Away With Me banner, or go under the Groups tab and click on Come Sail Away With Me. And that will take you right to the registration page. It gives you information on the cruise. Click on the Register button and just fill in the information, and you're good.
And the balcony cabins are gone. So if you want
the regular prices,
our rate.
Yeah. At the discounted rate, I can still book some balconies, but it is going to be higher.
We'll be right back.
Intelligence Conservative, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service.
Ladies and gentlemen!
See Lasha Dennis and Marilee juking in here, cutting a rug, folks. All right, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show. You're just now tuning in. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live, both on AM 660 The Answer and FM 105.5. I am Christopher Hart, and joined in the studio now by Nostra Dennis.
Hi there. You know, if Lucas had the periscope. The periscope going on today, Marilee and I are the whitest dancers I know.
You kept better rhythm than Obama did. Did you see him dancing in Africa the other day?
I did not.
It was one of those Elaine things, you know, from the Seinfeld.
God, no.
Yeah, but
he's a grown-up Urkel. That's basically what he is.
He can sing, but he sure can't dance. I'll tell you that. But we can sing and dance around here, folks, and we sure enough can talk, too. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, call us at 407-774-8255. And we are coming to you live this afternoon from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please don't forget, for the best in mercury free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399, where he shoots animals, but only with a camera. Don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. All right, we were talking in the first part of the show, about the new GDP numbers out. They're out. They're dismal. They're abysmal. They're bad. And they ain't going to get any better under Obamanomics. And it won't get much better either under Jeb Bushonomics, I'm afraid. We need a really goose this economy. And Rand Paul has come up with a good plan. Huckabee's talking about the fair tax. Cruz is talking around the fair tax. And Trump, he's not talking any specifics, I don't believe, on taxes. But I'm pretty sure he would have a steep cut in the corporate tax as part of his plan. We also talked about the Equality Act. If you haven't heard about it yet,
it sounds so good, it must be awful.
Anytime Democrats come up with something, it usually is. But the lesson in the Equality Act is, once again, no victory is ever, complete in politics. And so the purpose of the Equality Act is to consolidate around the victory in the Supreme Court and take it even further. And under the Equality Act, that's to ban the historically hysterical way of thinking, and that is that men and women should use separate bathrooms. We now know that is hysterical thinking.
The nerve of them to think that we need separate facilities.
Oh.
Merle, you need to stand up as well.
That was in the Italy bathroom at the train station.
Ooh, if looks could kill, by the way. So beware of the Equality Act. Obviously, that's not going to happen now, but that's going to be there. And you're going to hear more and more about it. Why? Who could be against equality, right? Right? Well, equality can be a good thing if it's equality in terms of opportunity. And it could be a bad thing if it is in terms of circumstance. I don't want to be equal with everybody else. I want to be able to rise or fall on my own. And you cannot do that if we are all dictated to live in an equal world. And equality of opportunity comes in. It's not just economic. It's social, cultural, political, the whole thing. It's got to be that way. You cannot dictate equality because people are not equal.
Yeah, some people will apply themselves incredibly and achieve great things. And other people with lots of resources, will squander those resources and they'll sit back and they'll do as little as possible.
Look at identical twins. Do identical twins go on to do the same things in life? Very seldom do they do that. They may live together a long time, but they don't do the same things in life because they have different talents, different abilities. A lot of times, one twin will end up very successful, and the other will be a bum or a convict.
That nature versus nurture thing, identical twins that grow up in the same family have the same DNA and have the same upbringing. It doesn't always translate to the same thing.
That's right. So just think, there may be an identical twin to me out there somewhere that did really well.
Gary Puckett.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
There he is, a dead ringer for me. So the Equality Act, beware. Okay, new numbers out. There is a St. Petersburg paper who's done a poll for the GOP field here in Florida. And guess who's at the top?
Jeb Bush?
No, he's not.
Marco Rubio?
No, he's not.
All right, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is at the top in Florida.
Wow.
That's a pretty powerful poll there. And Quinnipiac has just come out with a new nationwide poll. He's still up solidly in that poll, over 20%. He's the only one so far who's been able to get to 20% and maintain it.
And he's up solidly all the way across the board with Hispanics.
Hispanics and women. Women like him, too. And I'm not shocked. Now, maybe you, Mary Lee, you can educate me or something here. But I would think that women looking at him see an attractive man. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, for the most part, you're right. Yeah.
And it's not just his looks and his hair, but who he is, what he's done in his life, all and how he carries himself with his air of confidence. All of that makes him an attractive man. So I hear.
My wife met a guy I work with and said, you know, he's really, really confident. That's really attractive.
Yeah.
She was talking about Rush Limbaugh. And he's just an average looking guy, but she said he's very attractive because the way he carries himself, he knows what he knows and he knows that he knows it.
Yeah. You show me a fairly good-looking guy who's shy and meek and everything, and then show me a guy who's rough and doesn't look good at all, but he carries himself in a confident way, he is the one that women will be attracted to. Not the guy who's, even though he's maybe as handsome as the devil, if he doesn't carry himself the right way, he'll be sleeping with the devil because won't nobody else want to do it. So it is his air of confidence, his air of can-do-ness that is attractive to women and men alike because we see in him somebody who can get something done. and something different than what we have been getting done. In other words, we know that we've been going in the wrong direction. He's talking the right game. And it's interesting to see. You know, I watch MSNBC off and on in the morning. I'll go around through the channels catching the different news. And it's interesting that even the liberals are now coming to say, well, we were wrong. He's going to stick around. He's no clown anymore. Mm-hmm. He's a bona fide candidate. I don't know what got him to be from being a clown to a bona fide candidate, because surely he's not doing anything different. So he's making believers even out of the liberals.
Yeah, it started that way on the left with, look at this train wreck coming. Boy, this is going to be great. And as they saw that the train wasn't slowing down, they started thinking, oh, no.
And you know what else has got them thinking? Is not only is Trump appealing to women in the Republican Party, guess who else he's appealing to? Women independents. And big numbers. And also, well, relatively big numbers, given the nature of the size of the field.
Which is going to eat into what Hillary would have been counting on.
Exactly.
If she gets a nomination.
Exactly. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if he eats into even some of the moderate Democrats. Because, once again, people don't look at him as a Republican per much.
He really isn't.
Part of his sellability is that he's not just not a politician, but he's kind of not just a Republican either. So he's kind of not ambidextrous, but what would be
amphibious?
Something like that.
He can breathe underwater too. Ambivalent?
Not ambivalent. You know what I'm saying? Multi sort of. He goes beyond political party. Mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm trying to say here, and that's why the Republicans need to. I hate to say it, but they need to kiss his butt, because if he decides, it's like he said, you know, if they treat him with respect, mm-hmm. you know, and he loses, he was saying the other day, he says, look, I'm going to give it my all. But if I lose this and I'm treated with respect, I'll just go about my life, and I've got other things I can do. He said, but he says, I'm going to give it my all. And if I do get the nomination, I will win. And if I win, I'm going to set this country back right again.
And meantime, he answered the question about, are you going to run as a third party candidate? Why would I even think about that? I'm leading the Republicans. Why would I leave that?
And that's exactly right. I mean, so, but it's kind of that, it's not devil may care. It's confident and knowing that he's doing what's right for him and in his mind for the country, and I think he's right. And that's whether he gets elected or not. I think what he's doing is very positive for the political process. He has added excitement. He's added energy. He's added controversy. And he's added debate.
Yeah, debate about important issues.
What was shaping up to be a pretty boring election season when you get right down to it. So we can definitely thank him for what he's done so far. And hopefully, you know, he will go farther and continue to bring those things to the process. But once again, you know, it's kind of like my approach with this show and the truth. You know, when I come in here, I try to give you the truth and my honest to God analysis based on my experience and my education. And I can't, you know, come in here thinking about, well, what do people want to hear me say? I can't do that. All I can do is come in here and present the truth. And if you end up hating my guts, well, you end up hating my guts. But I guarantee you 99 times out of 100, you're going to respect me for giving you the truth. And so that's what you're going to get on the American Adversaries. That's why we do what we do.
We got enough politicians in Washington, especially on the Republican side of the aisle, who that's all they think about. What are people going to think of me? What am I going to say to make people like me?
Yep.
We don't need that anymore.
No. We need truth, we need bluntness, and we need action, and we need to take a break.
Oh, we do, yeah. All right. We'll come back when we're done, and we'll talk some more about lots of stories. I got a lot of Planned Parenthood stories for you.
That's what we're getting to next.
Can't wait.
Funny girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American Adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And I can definitely attest to that personally myself.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Mary Lee from Vacation Travel Planners, Cruise Planners, bringing you back. And let's turn it over to Nostra Dennis with the American Adversaries.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Chris said, why don't you give us an update on Planned Parenthood? I'm going to give you not one, not two, not three, but four updates on the Planned Parenthood
story. Hold on,
story
hold on a minute. We need the music. We need the music there, Nick. Halloween. You got Halloween plugged in there?
Yeah, we got to get
all right,
spooky
okay,
a little
go
bit.
Go ahead. He'll plug it in. He'll plug it in. Go ahead.
Okay. First story, of course, is the details about the latest video that was released by the Center for Medical Progress company. This group now has a Colorado Planned Parenthood doctor, Dr. Savita Ginde, vice president and medical director of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. She's the star of this one. She is discussing the sale of fetal body parts and adds that if we call the activity research, well, we can be legally protected. She implied that the lawyer for the group, Kevin Paul, can help the affiliate address laws governing fetal tissue. He's got it figured out, she says, that he knows that even if we were like, we don't want to get called on this, you know, selling fetal parts across states, if we call it research, it gives us a little bit of protection in this area.
That's like saying you're a little bit pregnant, though, isn't it, right?
Yeah, just a little bit protected.
Just a little bit protected.
Meanwhile, the Planned Parenthood video has been blocked by Los Angeles Superior Court. They issued a temporary injunction the other day, stopping the Center for Medical Progress from releasing any video showing the Stem Express footage. Stem Express is the company that transfers fetal tissue from abortions performed at Planned Parenthood to medical researchers. So they're basically the middleman. A spokesman for Stem Express said they are grateful their rights have been vindicated in a court of law, but the center said, the Center for Medical Progress, in a statement that the court threw out most of the company's request.
Now, this doesn't affect any of the other videos that don't include this transfer company,
right,
does it?
Because this actually includes a company that wasn't the focus, the target of the video.
Okay, so the
judge is saying they don't have anything to do with this, you can't play this part of it.
But the rest of the Planned Parenthood footage that doesn't involve them is still fair game.
Still good to go, yes.
Okay.
Also, we reported earlier in the week that Planned Parenthood got hacked. Well, they got hacked again. They were clogged yesterday by a wide-scale DDoS attack, which is distributed denial of service, which is really ironic because this basically is an internet version of the Cloward-Piven strategy. You know how Claret and Piven wanted to collapse the welfare system?
By overloading it.
By overloading it, by telling people, apply, 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 apply. It'll collapse under its own weight, and then we can put a new system in.
Right.
Well, basically, that's what a DDoS attack is. It forces a website and a server to crash because of just too many people trying to request information from them. Nobody has claimed responsibility for this cyber attack, but you never know. It could be the Cicada 3301 people again.
Huh.
We just don't know.
They're going to be pretty hacked off over there if that keeps going on.
Mm-hmm. Now,
too bad they don't get hacked up like what they do to those poor little babies.
Amen. Amen. And my last story that has to do with Planned Parenthood has to do with the, well, you know all about Cecil, the world's top predator, right?
Yeah, the king of the beasts.
Right. Do you know about Cecile, the world's top predator?
No.
Well, Cecil was a lion who got shot by a dopey dentist.
Right.
We all know about that story, and people are up in arms. Oh, I can't believe they did that to that poor creature, one of God's living creatures.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Cecil is the nickname. Cecil the Lion, L-Y-I-N, Richards. She is a an abortion mogul, and she basically has said that the mainstream media... let me back up here. She complains about the videos because of heavy editing. And she continues to try to con the American public on national TV, slander the Center for Medical Progress, and those who've done the investigative work that mainstream media is supposed to do. She is one of the leaders of the anti-life movement. And
the what?
The anti-life movement.
She, anti-life.
They don't call it that, but if the pro-life is one side,
I got you.
Then you would think she would be on the other side.
Well,
but what she's doing, that's fine. There's no problem at all with ending a baby's life and selling the parts.
Why do people care about the lion? I'm asking a philosophical question, if you will, here. Why do people care that this guy shot that lion with an arrow and it took like 12 hours? Who cares how he killed him?
Right.
Why do people care that he killed that lion?
Because he was the most famous lion in Africa.
No.
He wasn't just a lion. Now, apparently, people knew. People who lived there knew this lion. They knew he was.
All right, but we know that people in PETA would be upset even if it wasn't a celebrity lion, right? Let's just say it was your average run-of-the-mill lion and didn't have a name, and they saw this footage of this guy shooting it with an arrow, and it's suffering for a number of hours and slowly dying. Why do people care?
Because it's a senseless and horrible waste of precious life.
Right. Now we're getting there, aren't we?
Wait. All life is sacred. Oh, no. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I guess all life is sacred then.
Yeah. Well, around here, all lives do matter.
Well, we have posted on our Facebook page a link to this
story. Cecilia?
Cecil versus Cecile. One is the world's top predator. The other is a lion.
The world's
from a website called empowershop.net. It's an interesting read about the hypocrisy that goes into the outrage.
It is. It's totally hypocritical. Anybody that's upset about this lion, if you're not upset about Planned Parenthood, you need to have your head examined. And that comes from a vegetarian. You know, and certainly the lions are magnificent beasts. But I'm here to tell you, it may not have been such a bad thing that the dominant male is changing in that pride, because you get inbreeding.
Yeah.
If the one male controls the pride too long, you begin to get inbreeding, and you need some new blood. I'm sorry. Nature has a cruel way of taking care of itself.
Yeah. And in fact, famous conservative and hunter Ted Nugent came out saying this was probably a good thing. He echoed basically what you just said.
Yep, you need new blood. Inbreeding is not good. All right, let's see. We got a hard break. We'll take that. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about.
Champion Johnny B. Band. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Band.
Y'all don't need no lessons. You listen to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime, so you are at the head of your class.
And that's a blessing.
It is. Hey, what's going on Monday? We're not going to be in the studio, are we?
No, we're going to be over at Dub's Dread, and I hope you folks will come over there and join us. That's right. We're going to be there for the world's largest golf outing. You can go to worldslargestgolfouting.com to find out more about it, or call them over there at Dub's Dread. And if you want to register, you can do either way. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the American Adversaries, and you'll get a free round of golf as part of the package.
Now, wait, Dub's Dread isn't that big, so how can this possibly be the world's largest golf outing?
It is, because they're going to be doing this at like 120 courses around the country. By the way, Dub's Dread's phone number is 407-246-2551, extension 3. That's 407-246-2551, extension 3. This will be held at golf courses all around the country, and it's to benefit the Wounded Warriors Project. And Dub's Dread is run and managed by the... oh, my goodness. Now I've forgotten the golfer's name. It'll come to me here in a minute. Nostradamus will find that out for me here. They are hoping to raise $1 million alone just amongst their courses. So this is a big fundraiser for Wounded Warriors. And there'll be a number of Wounded Warriors from the local area who will be there, and a Wounded Warrior from Tennessee who evidently makes some form of moonshine that he's bringing down with him. I don't know if he's bringing it down in milk jugs or what.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be some 19th hole.
I think he's sponsoring one of the holes, too. So.
You're right. He is. That's right.
You're talking about Billy Casper golf.
The Billy Casper. Thank you. Yes. I wanted to say Ray Floyd, but I knew that wasn't right. So Billy Casper golf. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. The $55, and there are two tee off times, 8 and 1:30. So you can play either one or both. and $55 per round, and that'll get you lunch and snockered. So come on out and join us at Dubs Dread. That is, if you choose to. You don't, obviously, you don't have to get the snockered part. And you don't even have to play golf. You can just come out and join us there. And we will be there doing a live remote broadcast, of course, from 5 to 7. And so it's going to be a lot of fun and be a great business networking opportunity for some of you folks out there in the business world. Once again, world's largest golf outing, worldslargestgolfouting.com at Dubs Dread this coming Monday. That means just, what, 5 days away, August the 3rd, 407-246-2551, extension 3. That's the number at Dubs Dread. You were mentioning, we were talking during the break, about the lion over there,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want to see the lion killed. Nobody wants to see the lion killed.
No, of course not.
They're magnificent beasts and creatures, and certainly don't have enough of them anymore, but it's not the end of the world. And if you want to put things in perspective, that's what we try to do around here. And you were saying, you know, look at what the lion does to survive, right?
Absolutely.
The lion has to kill things to eat.
Yep.
It's a carnivorous animal. It's not going to live on berries, right?
Yeah, they try to make them vegetarians. It doesn't work that way.
No. Well. You can tell by the teeth, you know, with those big old fangs. That's a meat eater. Animals that have big old fangs eat meat. All right, and animals that have flat teeth like cows and horses don't eat meat. So it's just basic stuff. But once again, just to put it in perspective, even if you don't want to go Planned Parenthood route, which obviously that should be what people should be all upset about, not Cecil the Lion. That should be coming second to Planned Parenthood. But there's a story out the other day, and of course we hear these stories and we talk about them on the show regularly. Environmentalists are worried that wind turbines will severely affect the bird population.
You mean the wind turbines that are supposed to be environmentally friendly?
Yeah.
And ecologically green and clean.
Right. And the only reason that power companies can get away with killing migratory birds and eagles and things like that, which
they do,
is because they get an exemption because they're a green energy source. Oh, green? Green is supposed to mean that there's no downside, that there's no real cost to it, right? Well, I guess if you're, as long as you're not a bird, there's no cost to it. But to me, an eagle or an osprey or a goose or a duck is a magnificent flying creature. And to see it hacked up in a wind turbine, I would think that that would be disturbing, too. Maybe we should get some footage of that sort of thing and put it on YouTube and see if it gets the hits like Cecil.
It wouldn't be hard. You just have to go there with the camera, put it on stop motion, and let it run for about a day.
Yeah, and by the way, they kill bats and insects. They're indiscriminate. And if you try to fly an airplane through there, you're probably going to crash that too, right?
Obviously, it's the animal's fault for not being smart enough to avoid them.
To go
so
around
this is,
it.
This is Darwinism, basically.
Yeah, I suppose it is. All right, we got Sherry on the line. She wants to talk about Planned Parenthood and the cruise.
Yeah, I'll start with Planned Parenthood.
Please.
I'll end it on a nice note.
Okay.
With Mara Lee.
Okay.
You know, the Planned Parenthood turned around and they hired a PR firm in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, with a former Obama staffer.
Anita Dunn. You know?
Boy.
And
what a name. We are done when along comes Anita Dunn.
I'm done with Anita.
And they also sent letters to all the news media.
Yeah, threatening.
Threatening them for not to show these videos. But this morning on the 700 Club, they showed the pie plate video. And that's the only time I've seen it.
Yeah. It's a gruesome, graphic video that shows a dissected baby.
Yeah, well, that group is putting these videos out, and they ended up sending another video to the Texas legislature.
Yeah, to investigate. And by the way, Rick Scott has ordered that all Planned Parenthood clinics in the state of Florida be inspected.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, I don't know. But all abortion clinics should be inspected on a regular basis.
I know.
And there should be strict, strict standards for these places. If they are going to be in business at all, it shouldn't be kind of out of the way, out of sight, out of mind. God bless John Barrows for what he does to stand outside that clinic. And, of course, he's trying to reach the women. But other than him, who watches over the clinics other than people like him? You know, we don't have government agencies that's in there like if it was a bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a construction company or something. It's ridiculous. But yeah, they're squirming. They're squirming. They're nervous because they know they've got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yep.
They've gotten caught red-handed.
Literally.
And they know it is bad. They know what they are doing is awful. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sending the threatening letters. They would be inviting people in to see it, right?
Yeah.
If it's all on the up and up and it's good and it's for research and we're saving lives, why not invite people in to see how you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we're not going to be having that. No, they know what they're doing is wrong and evil. And they know that they've gotten caught at it. And now they're trying to just, you know, cover their butts. And it's going to be very difficult.
Well, they need to cover their butts because I hope some of them might end up going to jail.
I wish they would. At least put them out of business.
Yeah.
You know, Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood as a sterilization, as a form of sterilizing stupid and underclass people. Nostradamus just handed me a quote by her. Slavs, Latin, and Hebrew immigrants are human weeds, a dead weight of human waste. Blacks, soldiers, and Jews are a menace to the race. This woman was, you know, she was the epitome of a hate-mongering evil witch.
Well, another one on that list were Southern Europeans.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like Italians.
Southern Italians.
Tan, you know?
Yep. Yeah, there was a time in this country where if you were a Southern Italian, you were on the cultural scale, you were just barely above Indians, Native Americans, and you were below blacks and everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's ridiculous. This organization needs to be put out of business. We certainly should not be giving them $500 million a year of our taxpayer money to be butchers like this of our young. So anyway, you said you wanted to end on a high note. Ron, hang on. I will get your call in just a minute.
I'll make it real quick. I know you're going to enjoy going on your cruise. You've never been on one, have you?
No, I have not.
Listen, I've worked hard my whole life, and when I went on that cruise, I never had somebody, a group of people, give you the service that they give you. They wait on you hand and foot.
Is that right, Mary Lee?
The meal time. What? Was fantastic. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if you were there during lunch. But I went on a 7-day cruise in 82, and it was fantastic. And you're going to enjoy it, and everybody else is going to enjoy it. But my one question is, what are you doing, leaving Friday night?
Yeah, why don't you go with us?
I can't. I have commitments here. I
know you got them horses.
Yeah.
So
but,
bring them with you.
Yeah. we'll have rides around the deck. No, we're just kidding.
Oh, she'd love that.
Yeah. Anyway, you were asking a question.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, no. I broke your train of thought.
About the cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Service,
okay.
Wait on your hand
and foot. You're leaving on Friday night, and you're going to be gone Sunday. So who in the world is going to do your radio show?
Well, I've got given that some thought. Nostradamus, if he doesn't go, he will be doing the show. If not, Carl Jackson. So I haven't asked him yet, but I'm sure he'd be glad to do it.
And we'll appreciate you guys calling in from the ship, too.
And I intended to do that as well, yes.
Well, you know, I know that one day on Carl's show, Dennis did a wonderful show for Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Dennis, he got it handled.
Yeah.
No question about it. It's just, it's like, you know, it's going to be hard for me not to be here. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, well,
like you've been listening.
Stuff or something like that, okay?
You've been listening since day one, right?
Yes.
How many shows have I missed so far?
One.
No. I haven't missed any.
We did rebroadcast the War of the Words one Sunday night.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but that was a rebroadcast.
Yeah,
right.
But if anybody
it wasn't
was
a show without you there,
right? Exactly. So
that's what I'm referring to. You know, you came in and spoke a little bit here, but you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it was a tribute to Colin Brady. Colin, we miss him.
I know.
Yeah.
Enjoy listening. I got to go.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Hey. Okay.
God bless you.
Good night.
All right. Ron, thank you for calling. We appreciate you waiting.
Hey, no problem. I just had a thought.
Okay.
You know, all the pro-abortion people are always saying how these fetuses are non-humans and all.
Right. Fetal tissue.
Well, what are they selling the stuff for research? Are they researching non-human issues?
That's right, because it's non-viable, so it really has no use, does it?
Well, this is the tell of the tape, if you will. This is how we know that they know what they're doing is wrong, because these are developed organs. Okay, they are distinguishable. Okay, that one's a heart, that one's lungs. This is part of one of the videos. They're pointing out the different parts. You know, this is not a mass of tissue. These are little human beings with fingers and fingernails and little toes and toenails and pinky toes. If your hands were small enough, you could do the little five little piggies things on their little toes. These are human beings with human parts, very tiny human parts, but human parts. Those little hearts, they beat.
Oh,
until
for sure.
until they cut them out of the chest,
and they start beating as early as 6 weeks.
Yeah. So no, this is a profound moment in American history. This is a profound story. This is going to say a whole lot about us as to how we deal with this story going forward. I go back to that question that we began to address Sunday night. Who are we? Who are we? You know, this how we deal with this. Scandalous behavior is going to determine to a great extent who we are going forward. We cannot. Go ahead,
we're
Ron.
We're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, is what it is.
Well, unfortunately, that does seem to be the overriding theme at this point.
Hey, that tells you where we're at in our life and our world. So it's kind of a sad thing, but it's the truth.
And we're about at the same point in our cycle as a nation that Rome was about 50 years before it collapsed.
Well, if we are introspective, if we take a look around and see where we're at and rethink where we want to go, perhaps, you know, all is not lost. But if we stay on this path, if this is allowed to stand as acceptable behavior, there is no hope. I'll guarantee you that. The race will...
Keep doing what you're doing, because the old saying, not to oppose wrongdoing is to approve of it.
That's why we're here. Exactly, Ron. That's why we're here. We're doing what we can do. And we appreciate you being in the audience and supporting us and making it possible for us to do that. And thanks for calling. Hey, Ron, have you ever heard of Roxy Pacifics? Have we given you any of that stuff yet?
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
Does it work for you?
Yeah, I've tried it on little cuts and burns and things, and it does a great job.
All right. I'm telling you, folks. Thanks, Ron. We appreciate you being out there. God bless you. Roxy Pacifics works. Especially in the summertime when you got a lot of bugs and burns and things like that going on, you need Roxy Pacifics. To fix your skin, go to skinfix.us. That's skinfix.us. Roxy Pacifics, all natural kelp based solution that will heal your skin. I guarantee you.
Try some. Be one of the cool kids.
We'll be back.
EP. Yo, it's me. C-C-C. Diamond Dallas Page, the king of automatics, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
That's a very good thing. Thank you, DDP. It's the American Adversary's Drive Time, Prime Time. A little bit left before we head on out of here. And, we should have had the mic on while we were in the commercials, because Marilee's just making me so hungry now. Describing what we're going to be eating on this cruise, I really want to go.
We were talking about cruising, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, what should people bring if you're going on a cruise? When I was a kid, one of my aunts used to come through town going to Miami on a regular basis because she liked to go cruising.
Mm-hmm.
And she always had a mink or something with her and a gown, because one of the nights was you had to dress up and you would sit at the captain's table and all that. Do you have to have a tuxedo and a suit, or what do you need to bring to go cruising these days?
Not on the three-night cruises.
Okay.
Because they're a short Bahama cruise. Basically, during the day, you're going to be in your shorts, T-shirts, bathing suits, just, you know, nice casual wear. At nighttime, people get a little bit more dressed up. You'll see ladies in, like, maybe, like, cocktail dresses or nice pants outfits and so forth. Guys, a lot of times, are in khakis, polos, for the most parts. You'll see people that might be dressed up a little bit more, or guys that are in suits. That might be because they're with a certain group, and they're having, like, a special function or dinner that, you know, they're partaking in. People actually get married on board ship, so they have, you know, functions as well for them. Or their
companies will have seminars and things on the cruise.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And does the captain perform the ceremony if somebody gets married on the ship?
They can. They actually can.
Is that old maritime thing still hold?
Sure. Oh yeah.
And or if you're like, for instance, if you're Catholic and you want to bring your priest along with you to do the ceremony, or, you know, have them arrange to have a priest on board, they can do that for you.
And you say that they'll also make special arrangements, because, like, I'm a vegetarian.
That is correct. You know, when you're booking a cruise, I ask you if you have any special medical needs or special eating arrangements. I had a client last year, family that wanted to go, you know, had two young children, a teenager and a young boy, and their daughter was extremely allergic to just about anything and could not have a lot of things, and they didn't go on vacations because of her allergies. And I talked to Royal Caribbean about it. They were excellent. They went and they personalized a menu for her for every single meal. Mm. And not only that, but they came over to the table every single meal to make sure that everything was okay, that it was to her liking, her satisfaction, it was cooked correctly, if there was anything else they could do for her.
So they cooked everything separately and individually just for her in their kitchen.
Yes, they did.
That's amazing.
Yes, they did. So, and if
at
you know,
no extra charge.
At no extra charge. This is part of their service. And, you know, and they allowed her to bring, like, certain snacks that, you know, that she ate that she didn't have allergies to. They allowed her to bring that on board, you know. But they made the special arrangements for her. And they cater to their clients, too. They come over automatically, even if you don't have any special needs. They'll come over and check on you, make sure everything's okay to your liking. If you don't like something that you were served, maybe you were trying something new, You can. They'll take it away and they'll get you something else.
Sure.
Or if you want two dinners, which my husband has been known to order.
One is just not enough.
Yeah.
And you know, Chris, you really don't. It's great that they can do this vegetarian thing. You really don't need to do that. Just take all the meat you were going to eat, put it in a bag, bring it home. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, if you want to get two desserts, you know, if you want to get that, you know.
Yeah.
Cheesecake and then also cream brulee or
maybe a little limoncello on the side, wash it down. Oh,
well, they do have limoncello on board.
Now, are there extra costs for alcoholic beverages?
Yes.
Okay.
Alcoholic beverages are extra. Sodas are extra. So they do have a soda package. They also have an alcohol package. So depending on what your personal intake is, depends on, you know, whether or not it behooves you to take one of those packages out.
Yeah.
Do they let you go BYOB?
No.
You can stand at the dock and wave goodbye to them.
Now, actually, I take that back. You are allowed to carry on one bottle of wine per person into your cabin, but you do have to pay a corkage fee to open it up.
Okay. All right.
Like a bottle club, basically.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Departs November 13th from Port Canaveral on the Enchantment of the Seas, a Royal Caribbean ship. And you can go to vacationtravelplanners.com or call Marilee at 321-251-4777. And once again, to get in at the $100 deposit, you need to do it by August 7th. And to lock in our prices on the cabin, you got to do it by August the 30th. Otherwise, you may end up paying more for the cabin if you decide to go. So, vacationtravelplanners.com. All right, before we get out of here, Nostradamus, you got a story, that interesting one there about a drone.
Yeah, you know, remember a couple of days ago there was a story about a drone with a gun mounted on it?
Yeah.
Shooting drones? How about shooting at drones? In Louisville, Kentucky, a man from the town of Hillview has been arrested after he shot down a drone flying over his property. But he's not making any apologies for it. Police were called to the home of 47-year-old William H. Meredith. Meredith told them he had shot down a drone that was flying over his house. The owner of the drone said he was trying to fly it to get pictures of a friend's house, and that the cost of the drone was over $1,800. However, another neighbor said, Kim Van Meter is his name, he said, this drone was hovering above our house, stayed for a few moments, and then took off. Van Meter has a 16-year-old daughter who lays out at their pool. She says a drone hovering with a camera is creepy and weird. I just think you should have privacy in your own backyard. What do you think a libertarian would say about that? We're going to have to ask David Levitt.
He'll be back
who's
in
right
Tuesday.
There?
Oh, well, certainly the property owner, I would think, would be the one who's in the right.
But if you own a drone and it's your property, you should be able to fly it where you want.
It opens up a whole new question about who owns the airspace above your house. Mm-hmm. There's the question about mineral rights below your house.
Right.
Who owns the airspace above your house?
Well, if it's you, then I want a cut of every airplane that flies over my head.
Actually, in New York City, real estate goes by airspace because they don't have any more airspace on the bottom. So buildings are built on top of existing buildings is how a lot of the real estate is.
That's how they value
it,
too.
New York City.
Sure.
Yes, exactly.
And how they tax it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, real quick before we go, folks, this is summertime. Kids are out of school, but you know it's now time to start planning on getting them back in school. Before you know it, it's going to be August and school will be starting again. And if you want to get your child into a great Christian school, now's the time to do it at half price. If you homeschool, you can do that half price for your supplies and things. To get that half price tuition, go to AmazingRadioDeals.com. They also have half price AC, half price choppers, and Nick told me yesterday they have half price kitchen deals. Oh. So, go to AmazingRadioDeals.com. Speaking of Nick, stick around because his show, is coming up at 8 o'clock. Can you get us out of here?
I sure can. Chris is just getting all choked up. 1520 WBZW, Nick and his Disney show starts 8 o'clock. All right, so you be there. And we'll be right back tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.